This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well at the moment that you have tuned in. If it's tonight, I'm grateful that you tuned in on this wonderful evening. If you tuned in during the day, I am so grateful that you've chosen this time at this hour to worship with us and fellowship with us. I want to thank everyone who tuned in last week's rebroadcast service. I know I wasn't here, but you know what? The Lord was, and so therefore I'm glad that the Lord was in the house. I pray that you continue to bless your friends and family and even the ones you don't really care for too much with that message, because that message was very important. This week's service is going to be very interesting as well, but first I want to thank everyone. I want to pray for everyone who's going through bereavement situations. I want to pray for everyone who's going through financial situations, job situations, educational situations, even relationship situations. If we all turn to God and just give it to God, that is a beautiful thing and a wonderful, grateful thing. I want to do a little announcements early today. I want to make sure I let everybody know what's going on. On Good Friday, which is going to be, I believe, March 29th, we are going to we here at Safe Haven are going to present our Seven Last Words program at noon. We're going to have featured guests. We're going to have guests like Reverend Mason Curtis. We're going to have First Baptist Church East Chicago. We're going to have Reverend Jerry Whitaker of New Faith Baptist Church International. We're going to have, for the first time ever, we're going to have Reverend Giovanni Bates, the assistant pastor of New Beginning Worship Center, along with fellow assistant minister Reverend Katie Dockery, also of New Beginning Worship Center. We're going to have my old friend Reverend Tabraja O'Neill. She's going to come in and bless us with a word, and especially my big brother one of my big brothers in the ministry, Reverend Charles Dockery of Emmanuel Church Unusual, coming in. And of course, yours truly, I'm going to be featured on there as well. Remember, that's going to be our Seven Last Words program, going to be featured right here on all streaming platforms, including our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org. It's going to be released on Friday, March 29th at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark your calendars for it. It's going to be awesome. And for those who want to hear yours truly preach one of the Seven Last Words in person, I'm going to be featured at New Beginning Worship Center, where the pastor is Reverend Dr. Homer Walker Jr. I'm going to give you more information on that. It's going to be on Good Friday at 6 p.m. at the New Beginning Worship Center. The information is forthcoming. I will let you guys know about that as time permits into the near future. But in the meantime, guys, I just wanted to let you know that Safe Haven is getting out and doing things. We are going out in and about. If you're interested or you are been filled with the Holy Ghost to invite me to your service, to your church, to bless your congregation with a word that the Lord has given me, you can reach out to me at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact section, and please fill out the information for ministry contact information only. Do not go on there to give me spam messages. I'm not interested in spam. I'm interested in doing what the Lord has called me to do. Amen? Amen. But right now, we're going to get ready to get into the word. I am prayerful that you all are as ready as I am. So let us get into the word. We are going to be coming today from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. Once again, that's the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. We're going to be reading verses 17 through 24. Once again, that's Mark chapter 9, verses 17 through 24. I'm going to be reading to you today from the New Living Translation. It reads as follows. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, "Teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever this spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it." Jesus said to them, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought the boy. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. "How long has this been happening?" Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, "Since he was a little boy. The spirit often throws him into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can." "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." The father instantly cried out, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I want to ask that you pray with me on the topic, overcome the unbelief. Overcome the unbelief. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray right now a prayer of thanksgiving. We thank you right now for allowing us to see another day, another opportunity, or another evening, oh Heavenly Father. We pray right now that you just bless us. We pray that also that you open up every door in every church right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that you just be with every minister who had preached either today or the other day. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless those pastors. We pray that you bless this ministry right here, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just use me right now. Empty out my spirit, oh Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. I pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. When we start off this text today, first off, I have to give you a little background. A few days after the transfiguration, that's right, if you go up to verse 2 through 13, you realize that Jesus had on the mountain experience, and he took some of his disciples with him, but they couldn't stay up. They did not understand what they were seeing or what they were witnessing. They didn't understand it until before they wrote the scriptures. So, amen. Because they saw it, they were blown away by it. They didn't know what to say. So they said what the first words that came out of their mouth, and it made no sense. The only person it made sense to was probably Jesus. But Jesus probably just said, "Hey, that's okay. I asked you to stay up, but you kept going to sleep." I don't know about you, but that reached me at one point, because think about it. Many times we're alert, we're ready, but we always fall asleep on something, whether it's falling asleep in real life or falling asleep spiritually, amen, or falling asleep emotionally, because quite frankly, every now and again, we sometimes forget who we are and whose we are and why we are here to do what we do. Preach, Reverend Brian, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm just getting warmed up, and we haven't even hit the text yet, amen, because think about that. Think about that. And so, as we're getting ready to dive into today's text, it's simple. Because when they returned to the other disciples after that transfiguration experience where Moses and Elijah were hanging out with Jesus talking, after that moment, here they go. They saw a large crowd surrounding them. And some teachers of the religious law were arguing with them. Imagine that. Imagine that. You see, when the crowd saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with awe and they ran to greet him. Think about it. The religious leaders arguing with Jesus' disciples, probably saying, hey, you shouldn't be doing this like that, or you shouldn't be doing that way. You should have a podcast. You should have your own ministry preaching out of your house. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be on the street doing that. Yada, 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 blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. And then on top of that, the people saying, oh, Jesus, we love you. We listen to your podcast. I mean, we listen to you and we follow you in all ways and manners, and we're so grateful to have this opportunity to be in your presence. Pray for me and bless me, yada yada yada. I want to be on your podcast. I don't know what, you know, think about that. I'm just bringing it into the real life terms, into today's terms. Think about it. Jesus, and then Jesus realized that, okay, you all are on me, but now I'm concerned about what the argument is going on here. So that's why in verse 16 he said, what is all this arguing about? Woo, and now we're into today's text. Think about it. I preached on this before, but sadly, I don't remember exactly what I said in said sermon, but I do know this though. I know in that particular sermon, I saw it and I realized one thing that we touched on in that sermon. We talked about if I can. And I know that we focus on what Jesus said there. But today, we're going to focus on the father of the boy who is going through these convulsions, going through what we would call in today's seizures. He was going through some, in this case, not may have been epileptic seizures, as we say in the medical field today, but it probably was a spiritual seizure because he was in between being a Christian, a potential Christian, or being a saint of the devil, amen? I don't know. Maybe I'm just bringing it plain to everybody today, amen? Sometimes you got to just make it plain. We can't always go into our books, our big books, and say the big words and try and make it make sense. Sometimes we just got to make it plain, amen? Maybe that was the problem. Maybe that was the case. Maybe that was the situation. So today, we want to move to the Father who's says, I believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Amen. When I look at that, when I read that, and I said, you know what? There are some times now where I believe, but I don't believe enough. Amen. I believe in someone, but I don't believe in them enough to get to the next level, to get to the next stage, because quite frankly, I'm tired of trying to push in them. And that's when we come in here and we talk about what Jesus said, you faithless people, how long must I be with you? Think about that. I bet you every now and again, your pastor may not say it, or some other minister that you've ever heard may not say it, but sometimes they get sick of being around some of you. Yes, I know that's not cool to say. Red, what are you talking about? Hey, that's okay. Sometimes some people are sick of being around me, amen? And that's all good. That's all gravy. I get it, because sometimes what I'm saying, what I'm doing is not aligned with what you're saying and doing, amen? And vice versa. But here in this text, this is where we're going to learn a few things about not just Jesus. We're going to learn in this Father. We're going to learn about ourselves and our relationship with not just God, not just with Jesus, not just with the church, but with our own family, with our own friends, with our own loved ones. Amen? Because now is the time to realize this. Yes, we're on the fourth Sunday of Lent. I sometimes don't preach what it says in the lectionary, but right now I'm preaching from what the Lord has put in my memory, amen, what's put in my heart. And when he says, I want you to preach this on this day, this is the day that the Lord has made, and he has made me do what I do, amen. I don't want to get up all the time and say, hey, I'm Reverend Brian Pusey, Safe Haven Podcast. Here I come, I'm doing what the Lord has called me to do. Some people are probably jealous of what I do. That's fine. Be jealous. I'm not jealous of you. I may say, I wish I could be in that position. Doesn't mean I'm jealous. That's to say, but I've been there and I understand it. The reason why I'm not in it right now is because the Lord has called me to do more. Sometimes I believe the Lord had called me to do more, and every time I try to do it, then the enemy comes in and it throws daggers at me. Amen. I know that you're probably saying, what does this got to do with the message, brother? Stick to the scripture. Stick to the scripture. You know what? I am a walking scripture. You are a walking scripture. Sometimes you got to look at the scripture of whoever you are. If your name is John, you got to look at the scripture of John. If your name is Joey, you got to look at the scripture of Joey. If your name is Michelle, you got to look at the scripture of Michelle. Because whatever the Lord has written on your life, the gospel according to you could be a whole lot different than the gospel according to Brian. Amen? But I know that many want to just hear what we have to say today. And you want to know, do you have 3 points, Brian? Do you have 3 points, Rev? Come on, educate me. So I could get back to work, so I could get back to school, or I could get back to listen to my pastor preaching in a few minutes. I want to make sure before I walk into the doors of my church today, I want to hear it. I want to know it. I don't know what day you listen to this. Like I've always said, you might be listening to this on a Sunday evening when it is released, or you could be listening to this on a Sunday morning when you're getting ready to go to church yourself, or if you're going to revival on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or whichever day your church decides to place a revival. Amen. Well, guess what? I have 3 points for you. I have three important points for you today. And then you could go on and do everything that the Lord has called you to do for this night, this day, whenever you are listening. Amen? Point number one. Are you filled with faith or fear? I'll say it again for my note takers. Are you filled with faith or fear? Think about that. Think about that. Because at this point in the scripture, in the first few verses in our text focus today, the young man, the father, is telling Jesus, "Teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk." Imagine that. Not having a young part of you not able to talk, by you going through these seizures, the situation where you can't say a word, can't even really tell his own father what's going on with him. There's some people out here right now that are going through things that they ain't told a soul. They haven't even tried to tell a soul. Why is that? Is it because that this evil spirit is all within them that is blocking them from talking to the one person that could probably help them the most? That's what's going on today. I know somebody right now that was talking to me for a while. One day, I'm going through my own problems. I'm going through my own situation where I can't talk, where I can't be around anybody on a regular occasion because I'm going through something that I don't understand, right? And for a while, I was going out, being around this person to try and help break me out of the shell that this evil spirit was pulling me into. But this is the one time I said, I am going to have to just sit here, confront it, face it, and eliminate it from my life. Amen. But this other person did not understand that. And then they decided to push me away. Just when I needed a little time and a little space to come back to the center, to come back, because I couldn't tell them what I was feeling. I couldn't tell them what was going on inside me any more than they could tell me what's going on with them. Amen. Moving from place to place and not having a single place to call their home. Amen. They acting, going around like a homeless person, going from place to place to place, finding shelter at some place and another place. And when you're not even going to the place for the people, I don't know what's going on in their home life. They told me a little this and a little of that, but then the one time they needed me, I couldn't be there for them. They said goodbye. See you later, alligator. But I understand that feeling. That's why I can relate to it today. That's why I could talk about it right now. Because I was confronting something myself where I could not even go to the Lord and say, "Lord, what is going on with me?" Amen. I'm not even going to say that I had the greatest week. But you know what? The Lord saw me through to get me to this day, get me to this moment, get me to this hour to be able to give you this message. Amen? Sometimes people ask me, why don't I record my messages in advance? That's because I'm waiting for the Lord. I'm marinating on this word. I'm marinating on the scripture. I'm putting it in my soul. And sometimes that's what throws me back sometimes. Yes, I can record this on a Monday. I can record this on a Wednesday. But guess what? The Lord says you're going to record it on the day it's coming out. Amen? When I want you to record it is when you need to record it because it's going to be completely fresh. Amen? But what am I saying here? What are you saying, Rev? Let's continue going, reading on in the scripture. I'll bring it out to you. And whenever the spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Guess what? That's what happened with me. This evil spirit was throwing me violently into my bedroom to close the door and do nothing but just look at the walls or look at the television or look at my iPad screen and just feel sorry for myself and not wanting to be anywhere. Getting phone calls saying, come on out, let's play. What you doing? I can't come out because I am scared of my own self. Amen. I'm scared of who I could be if I just let go. But guess what? This is where the Lord talked to me. He said in verse 19, and this is where the first point comes into play. You faithless people, how long must I be with you? And how long must I put up with you? And guess what? That's right there. That, if you don't remember nothing else from today's message, remember that verse. That verse right there. You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Quite frankly, that's when the Lord told me to look in the mirror and say that. And then realize I was talking to myself for the first time ever. I was talking beyond what I see in the mirror, beyond the fact that I'm Reverend Brian. I'm looking at my soul. I was talking to my soul right then and there. How long must I put up with you, man? How long will you not believe in what the Lord has called you to do? How long must I go on acting like I am not who I'm supposed to be? Huh? How long am I going to go on acting like I am not where I am right now because of the Lord? Amen? When you see me walking into a church with that shirt on that says Safe Haven Podcast, or you see my hat on that says Safe Haven Podcast, you think that was just something I just made up? Amen. You think that's just something I do on the side? No, that is who I am. Amen. That is my church. Amen. That is what it's going to be called when we finally get a building. Amen. But until then, I have got to believe I am who I say I am and believe that I am going to be who I'm supposed to be. Amen. Yes, there are some things that have taken me out of my element. But you know what? That was because the Lord was pushing me to be where I am today. Amen. If I did not do that, Safe Haven Podcast wouldn't be what it is today. Matter of fact, Safe Haven Podcast would be what it was before it became what it is. And you want to know what that is? Just a podcast that would come out with sporadic messages once every 2 months. Amen. Where it would attract 300 people to listen. Like, who is this crazy guy who I have never heard before? Amen. But now, this is a ministry. This is a church. And guess what? This church needs you to go forward. Amen. I want you to share this with everybody. I don't care who you share it with, as long as it's shared. I don't care how many times you listen to this message. Listen to it as often as you need to. Amen. I don't pull these services off after a couple of months. They stay on there for life. Amen. I don't care if you listen to me on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or the website itself. Just as long as you're listening to what the Lord has called me to give to you. Amen. I don't waste my time. I'm not wasting my time. Sometimes I feel like I am when I'm on here. I feel like, oh, this is a waste. Nobody's listening to me. I only get 6 views a week. This is not good for me. Amen. I need something else. I need to get back into a church. I need to get back sitting there under a pastor again, or just to feel the people, to get the gratification of seeing people go clap, 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 and hallelujah, amen. You know what? But then the Lord wakes me up and says, that is fine and dandy, Rev. Sometimes he calls me Rev. He said, that's fine and dandy, but guess what? This is bigger than just sitting in a building for a couple hours. This is bigger than listening to a few people say amen, hallelujah, in the call and response routine. This is bigger than that. The rocks are crying out right now, Brian. This is what he's telling me. The rocks are crying out in your room. Matter of fact, I'm going to have your dresser talk to you. Amen. I'm going to have your light bulb talk to you. I'm going to have your TV flip on and flip right back off to let you know that I am believing in what you're doing and what you're receiving. Amen. So when we do this, this is bigger than that. Bigger, 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 bigger. That was only point one. Here's point two. There's no time limit for coming to God. I'll say that again. There is no time limit for coming to God. Like we were just saying, think about that. when Jesus asked the question in verse 19, he says, how long must I put up with this? How long must I put up with you? But think about it. You know, we can think right there that Jesus was coming off a little frustrated. He was, you know, and a lot of times when we talk about Jesus, we don't talk about him being angry a lot. We don't talk about him being mad a lot. We don't even talk about him being frustrated a lot. But I guess in this case, he was just like, okay, I'm getting a little tired. I'm getting a little tired of this unbelief stuff. I know what I was called to do, but sometimes you guys just get on my nerves with the same old, amen? I used to say this a lot when I used to work in security. I used to say, I see the same types of people all the time. And the ones that always the problems are the ones that always want to challenge the authority, amen? And usually I would be the one to come in and squash the challenge, amen? And so therefore I'm familiar with what Jesus was feeling. It's kind of like I'm getting tired of this. I'm like, I wish I met more people who had learned the lesson that I had given them. Amen. But more times than not, I never did. I finally rationalized it. I said, okay, that's all right. I just said, I wish I met more people that learned the lesson that I that given them. But then again, I realized if I saw them again, that means they didn't learn their lesson. Amen. So therefore, I finally learned that after a few years of not being in security, I realized, I said, think about it. And the Lord finally made it plain to me. He said, "They learned, the ones that learned the lesson are the ones you never see again, Brian." So that means if they learned the lesson, that means they've gotten better at either being better or just not being around me. Amen. But I learned that sometimes you got to go through these things to get to where you need to be. But it doesn't matter when you learn it. It's just the fact that you learned it. Amen. It doesn't matter when you start applying it, just as long as you apply it. If you were called into the ministry at 5 years old and you didn't start even trying to explore it until you're about 35, that's all good because you're doing it. You're doing it. Don't think that it just because it took you 30 years to get there doesn't mean that the blessing is less of a blessing, amen, or the calling is less of a calling. You know, I say to myself, I look in the mirror and I say, yes, I was called at a young age, but I didn't go to seminary. I didn't finish seminary. Matter of fact, I didn't even touch the hallways of a seminary outside of a tour. And you know what? The Lord said, don't worry about that. You're still doing what I called you to do. You're still doing what I believe in you, all right, that I have instilled in you. Yes, it would be nice if I walked in there and did all the papers and learned all the big words and all the things that I need to be able to say to be able to present this with the hermeneutical and homiletical voice and to be able to talk to you on an educational level that is way beyond your understanding. But guess what? That's talking in tongues that nobody understands. Everybody want to talk about speaking in tongues? There's a tongue for you right there. A tongue that nobody understands. When you're trying to reach the people that haven't probably even get past high school, amen? You got to learn how to be able to talk to them. You got to be able to talk to the people who ain't never set foot in an institution beyond high school, amen? Maybe some people that didn't even walk into high school, amen? You don't know where somebody's been, but to come in there dressing all proper, driving your expensive cars, thinking that you're all that and then somewhere in the nice suits and ties, which is nothing wrong with that. I have a few of them myself. But sometimes you got to come down. You got to come down to the level of the regular man and bring them up to your level, amen? But if you never come down, they'll never come up with you, amen? But remember, it doesn't matter when you start to do it. I mean, I bet you there's some 50-year-old preachers right now listening to me saying, maybe I should do what he's talking about. Maybe every now and again I need to remember that some people are not going to be impressed with my scholarship. They're going to just be impressed with my walk. They're going to be impressed with the call within me. My scholarship is cool. That's great. It gets me a nice little shawl to put around my neck. That's cool. Around my shoulders. That's nice. Get a nice robe that's got all the stripes on there. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. But that means nothing to the regular common man. Amen? That only means something to my colleagues. That's something that's special to me and my colleagues. But to the people that I'm trying to bless, that I'm trying to bring to Christ, they need to see more than that. They don't need to see all that. That's beautiful. That's great for the anniversary ceremonies. That's great for when we're going to do something special for the pastor or someone else. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. I'm not knocking it. I'm not. But what the Lord is trying to tell you through me is, We gotta be better than our scholarship. It's nice to come up there and talk and say the big words and even read the nice recited prayers that we wrote for ourselves instead of going to the Holy Ghost and just saying, thank you, Lord, for blessing me for this day. I'm just so grateful to be able to praise your name one more time. Amen. That's the only, and you know, when you say it from your heart, you're not coming off like those people that Jesus talked about. One person gave a long dissertation prayer. He's like, Lord, I'm grateful that I'm not like that man. I'm glad that for my house, my woman, my children, my business, my this, my la, 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 la. And never even get into the heart of the problem. Where the other guy come in and say, Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. I have mercy on me. Amen. That's the bigger prayer, because you just laying it plain. You can thank the Lord for all the other things later. But if you're not just coming in and saying, Lord, just forgive me right now, because have mercy on me, because I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Amen. That is a big word right there. That's when you realize it doesn't matter what time it is when you come to the Lord. Now, if you've been going on all your life and you haven't given your life to the Lord, I wish I had a church right now where I would just open the doors for you right now and give you a special prayer. Matter of fact, the Lord has called me to give you a special prayer as you're listening. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me another opportunity to see your face right now, Heavenly Father. I know you did not reveal your face to everybody, but you revealed it to me, and I am so grateful. Right now, I pray for forgiveness for everything that I've done to get me up to this point, oh Heavenly Father. I pray that you continue to look over me, continue to bless me with the blessings that you wanted to bless me with before that I took for granted, oh Heavenly Father. So bless me with something new, oh Heavenly Father, so I could do what you called me to do. Oh Heavenly Father, I'm sorry it took me so long to get here, but I'm glad I'm finally here, oh Heavenly Father, because I do not want to be left behind anymore, oh Heavenly Father. So just be with me right now. If this moment, oh Heavenly Father, I need a church, I am grateful for Safe Haven right now, Heavenly Father. I am grateful for Reverend Pusey, oh Heavenly Father, because you using him right now, Heavenly Father. He's taking a break, a pause in his sermon to bless me right now, oh Heavenly Father, to give me a word, give me a prayer of gratitude, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And just before you think I'm done, the last point. After you ask yourself the question, are you filled with faith or fear? After you realize that there's no time limit for coming to God, you have to know this. Jesus will help you if you just believe. I'll say it again. Jesus will help you if you just believe. Think about it. Think about it. Verses 22 through 24 is the strongest three verses that anyone could ever imagine coming from this today's text, at least. Because Jesus asked the question in verse 21, how long has this been happening? And of course, part of verse 21, the father replied, since he was a little boy. In verse 22, the spirit often throws him into the fire or water trying to kill him. Have mercy on us. There's that. Those are that familiar words. Have mercy on us and help us if you can. That's almost touching. The spirit of the Lord is touching me again and saying, remember those three words. Remember that message that you did. Here's a little digital text message coming to my brain. And the Lord is reminding me. He said, remember that. You remember that? Because I don't know if Jesus felt insulted in verse 23 when he says, what do you mean, if I can? You know, I read it like that because I believe the Spirit of the Lord wants me to read it out to you like that. Because sometimes when we read it, it probably just says, what do you mean, if I can? You know, what do you mean, if I can? Think about that. Jesus probably was like, what? Are you challenging me here? You know, anything is possible if a person believes. Man, Jesus just answered the question. He just said right there, anything's possible. But you see, the best part of this whole entire message is right here. The father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Think about that. Help me. Help me. A lot of us don't want to say the words, help me. A lot of us don't even want to help
somebody else. Sometimes we, the person that does the helping, needs some helping themselves. Amen. If I wish the person who was dealing with me the other day could hear this message, could understand that I needed help on that day. I needed somebody to come to me and help me, save me from myself and my own demons. Amen. But then guess what? The Lord said, I got your back, Brian. You don't have to ask me if I can. I'll do it for you. I will help you overcome your unbelief. Amen. I know you believe it. Sometimes you get hit with so much garbage that you don't even know who you are sometimes and whose you are. Amen. Sometimes people look at you and they just see the minister. Sometimes they see you and say, you're just an entertainer. Why can't you do that? Because sometimes I need help in my unbelief. I wish somebody out there right now could just praise the Lord for their unbelief. Because sometimes you need to overcome it. Amen. If you have some unbelief in you, it's time to believe it out of you. Ha ha. You need to praise the Lord right now because the Lord is using you. He's using you. He's using you. He's using you and you and you. That's right. I'm pointing at somebody. And I don't know who I'm pointing at. But the Lord knows who I'm pointing at, who someone who needed to hear this message. Guess what? It is time for you to make that business plan come to reality. It is time for you to open the doors of a church building. And yes, he's talking to me too when I say that. It is time for you to pursue that relationship with the person who said that they didn't want to be with you ever. But guess what? You're going to keep pressing your way in, but you better pray your way in. Because if you keep pressing, they're going to press back and it ain't going to be what you want. But you better pray on it. You pray on everything that I just mentioned right now. You pray on it. Amen. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, right now. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for putting us on our way. Thank you for putting clothes on our back. Thank you for the roof over our heads. Thank you for having someone like Reverend Brian right now, having someone like me just bring the word out, make it plain as day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for everyone who's listened to this message. We pray that you continue to lift them up. Lift us all up, oh, Heavenly Father, because right now we need you more than ever. Help us overcome our unbeliefs, oh Heavenly Father, because right now there's a lot of unbelieving going on right now in this generation, oh Heavenly Father. We need to believe once again. We need to overcome our unbeliefs. We have to start believing in you again, oh Heavenly Father. Now is the time. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I know we went a little over our normal time, but you know what? That's because the Lord wanted me to hit home in a way that I've never hit before. And I'm so grateful for God right now. I'm grateful that he's using me to do this. And you know what? I'm thankful for every last one of you who tune in on a regular basis, even on the days we rebroadcast. But guess what? The Lord is still using us. And I am so grateful for every last one of you. Once again, I mentioned that we're going to have our own Good Friday service on March 29th for Good Friday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. I pray that you all tune in to listen, not just to me, but to listen to the other six ministers that I'm bringing in. And because I know that the Lord is using them in a mighty, 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 mighty way right now. And you know what? I'm praying for them and their ministries. And I'm praying for the words that they're going to bless us with. Amen. I also want to keep me in prayers because guess what? I will be doing seven last words at another church that same day. And you know what? I am so grateful for God that he's using me in a mighty way in terms of that. Amen. I am just so grateful for God for that. I'm thankful for every pastor that I've come under. I am grateful for every pastor who's listening to this to Safe Haven. I'm grateful for you and your support. I'm so thankful. I pray to God that you use me one day. You call me up. I will come whenever you call. Amen. We get on the calendar and boom, I'm there. I very rarely say no, so don't worry. I will definitely say yes. Amen. Because I don't take it for granted. I don't take any invitation for granted. Because quite frankly, as one minister once says, I'm invitation by irritation gets you nowhere. So if you give it an invitation and it's coming invitation with intentional situation, I am coming. I am coming because if you invite me with intent, I'm there. Amen. But in the meantime, guys, I'm going to let you go because I've kept you longer than I normally do. And I'm so grateful for everyone who's tuned in. Continue to tune in often. Send this message out to everybody that you know. That is my disciple message for you all today. My disciple invitation for you is to invite everybody. This is how you're going to invite everybody. You share this message. You send them a text message with a connection to the link. Amen. You do that. That's how Safe Haven grows. That's how we grow this ministry. It's not just about me giving little advertisements on my social media. This is about you sending it out to all your friends, all your family, all your loved ones. You can reach people that I can't reach. Amen. But guess what? This message will still be fresh. It's just as fresh as when you heard it yourself. Amen. That's what we got to do. I'm imploring that everyone does that. Everyone send it out to five people. Even if four of the five are people you don't talk to on the regular. Amen. You send it out to them. And in the meantime, for those who feel so honored, so blessed, and feel so moved in your heart, I want to say this. I want to thank my very good sister friend, Shawana Hare, for sending a blessing to us. She used the Cash App to send me a blessing. And guess what? I will call your name out and say thank you. I will call your name out online, on air, and thank you for blessing Safe Haven Podcast. She was so moved to use the Cash App, $BrianPusley. Once again, $BrianPusley. You can go to our page at www.safehavenpodcast.org and go to the donate section. You can go right there. Create a Cash App, and you can send whatever you feel that is placed on your heart from $1 to $1,000 or more. Amen? And I'm thanking my sister friend. I'm praying for her and her family because, you know what? She didn't have to do that. She did not have to give. I want to thank my friend Corey Felton. I didn't forget about you, young brother. You blessed me not too long ago. I thank you. I want to thank my cousin, Christy Moody. She sent out a blessing some time ago, long before we set up our Cash App. And I'm thankful for her. Amen. And anybody else who has blessed this ministry, I am so grateful to God for you. Amen. That is powerful. That is ministry. This is kingdom building ministry right here. This is what keeps Safe Haven Podcast webpage going. This is what keeps this ministry from falling away to the wayside. Amen. That's what it's about. So right now, as we dismiss from this place, I just want to send you a blessing. You are great. You're awesome. You're perfection personified. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this service right now, Heavenly Father. As we dismiss from this place, we don't ever want to dismiss from your presence. We pray that you just continue to keep us lifted and uplifted from ever being downshifted. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for forgiveness for everything that we have done before today, and we pray that you just continue to guide us throughout this week and the coming days, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God, and I'll see you next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.